Quill Tree Books and Harper Audio present Break to You by Neil Schusterman, Deborah Young, and Michelle Nolden. Performed by Elisa Melendez and Jaquan J. Kelly. For Julie Miller, Marianne Crandall Wilson, Deb Speck, Helen Zientek, and all librarians and media specialists past and present who continue to fight against those who believe banning books solves anything for anyone. N.S. For my family, with gratitude. D.Y. For my incredible family, with love. M.K. Part 1. Adriana. 1. Intake. The clerk turns the manila envelope upside down, and it spews forth the remainders of Adriana's life onto the counter. Then the woman carelessly flicks through it all, as if panning for gold through a sieve. Gold that she's apparently never found. A stranger's touching my stuff, Adriana thinks. She wants to slap the woman's hands away, but controls the impulse. Not an easy thing for Adriana to do.
Did you look at the list of things you are and are not allowed to bring into the detention facility?
The clerk's nameplate says Paula LaPlante. She somehow seems both under 30 and over 50 at the same time. Like being a juvenile detention intake clerk has sent her soul through a time-space wormhole. When she speaks, she addresses Lana, Adriana's stepmother, still not making eye contact with Adriana. Lana leans down so she can talk through the slot in the bulletproof glass. It's the kind of partition they have in banks. Adriana wonders if there's a little button under the counter to call in a SWAT team if anyone on her side of the glass gets out of hand.
Yes, Lana says. We read it.
Lana's mouth is so close to the little voice grill in the glass, it looks like she's kissing it. Paula LaPlante gives Lana a dubious glance, then pushes aside some photos and a pill bottle to reveal a small, soft-covered leather journal. She picks it up, and even though she doesn't open it, Adriana feels violated. She wants to shove Lana aside and reach through the slot in the window to break Paula LaPlante's fingers. Pretend it doesn't matter. They can't hurt you if they think you don't care. But the woman must sense Adriana bristling because she finally looks at Adriana, studying her. Then she pushes the journal and pill bottle back through the little window slot.
Nope, she says dismissively. The photos are okay, but any meds in your profile will be prescribed on site, and personal notebooks aren't allowed.
Adriana reaches for the journal, but Lana puts her hand on Adriana's, as if taking the journal back through the slot is an admission of defeat. Lana grabs the pills, but the journal stays put. Now it sits there in the slot, halfway between two incompatible worlds. Adriana's dad should be there to help, but he had to stay home with her half-brother, who's only 3. Of course, they could have found someone else to watch him, but after the trial, it was pretty clear that her father was done with court orders, done with signing forms, done with her.
Is there a problem? Paula, the intake troll, asks. The instructions on personal belongings are very clear.
The journal is from her doctor, Lana blurts out. Her therapist. She's supposed to write down everything she thinks.
That might be possible for Lana. Her thoughts are limited to her toddler, social media, and her job, which she's about to be late for, as evidenced by how many times she's looked at her watch in the past 5 minutes. Adriana's thoughts, however, could fill phone books. That is, if she could get them out of her head. Most of the time, she just looks at the blank page, lucky to get a paragraph out. But damn, do those paragraphs feel good. Lana turns from the exchange between Adriana and Paula, glancing at the door as if she's hoping Adriana's father will show up and take charge of her intake. Weird, but in the moment, Adriana can't exactly remember what her father looks like. In the diffused light, Lana's face is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?